This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
DQ's beloved Rockies took it on the chin today against the Minnesota Twins.
What's going on?
17-9
as
the final
Rockies
score.
Correspondent. What the heck?
It's just a bit of a rocky road.
A June swoon.
This is a significant point in the season. The Rockies are now 20 games below 500, Zach. 20.
Well, who's the worst team in baseball right now? It's got to be the A's. The A's suck.
The worst team in baseball. I thought the A's were threatening to climb out of the cellar.
Well, judging by the attendance.
478. The White Sox.
Yeah, that's right. They suck.
The White Sox are worse than the A's.
I was happy to see the Red Sox arrived in Chicago just in time to end their losing streak.
Yeah.
That's great.
The White Sox got hot there for a minute. Now they've lost 8 of 10. So, they are. Are they the first team to 50 losses? I believe they are.
Yeah,
they got 51.
Easily.
They only have 17 wins. Think about this. You've been toiling away at a baseball season for like
60, almost 75 games.
75. And you've only won 17 times.
Man, those were 17 magical moments.
Those were big nights.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, man. 17 wins. Good Lord.
Glenn has a question, a wedding question. Are you fielding wedding questions this hour?
I will consider it, yes.
He would like to know if when they pronounce you man and wife, are you going to shake her hand?
That's right. Very funny.
What is the proper greeting?
Because
I'm going to meet your sister for the first time.
Shake her hand. I don't know.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Why
How
not?
Will you do it? Because she'll be with us.
I don't know. Shake the hand. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
You figure it out. Okay.
I got 3 hours with nothing to do. I'll get to the bottom of it.
No. Okay. The texts are flying in now. The White Sox and the Rockies are both suffering from normal baseball issues.
DQ, is that a fact? As our Rockies correspondent.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, he's not wrong when he said that.
Who?
If not having as much talent as everybody else, that is a normal issue. Like, that is something that happens. So, I mean, it's not anything out of the ordinary. Someone's got to have one of the least talented teams. They can't all be loaded.
Somebody is going to have a least talented
That's
team.
What's gonna happen.
Absolutely.
30 years ago today, the O.J., the Nicole Brown, Ronald Goldman murders took place.
That's right.
On not Rockingham, but on
Bundy.
Bundy, that's right, Bundy.
Which they've changed the address on that condo. It's I forget what it was, but it's not that anymore.
Right.
They've actually changed it.
Yeah. Are people still into this thing, like this crime, or do people not care?
Well, there's a flurry of new documentaries coming out, and all kinds of stuff has come out, and I think they were. News people do this. You wait until OJ dies, and then this flood of things comes pouring out.
Well, he can't sue you when he's dead.
Exactly.
Right.
So, yeah, there's some stuff coming out, but it's still, I mean, you have those moments in your life. I mean, DQ, as how old are you?
23.
I mean, you will have had moments in your life where you can just mark time. This happened on this date. I remember this.
Right.
First conscious thing I remember was when Elvis died. I didn't know who Elvis was. I asked my mom. My mom didn't know.
Oh, that's right. You were alive for that.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yes. I was 5 when Elvis died.
Wow.
I remember that.
I never thought of that before.
The day Reagan got shot. I remember when the shuttle blew up. I remember all of these things. I remember the day that we invaded the first Gulf War. Remember all of that stuff. God,
that was a Wednesday.
My God, I sound old.
I remember that one. That was a Wednesday.
Because
it was a church night.
Yeah.
We ate at Hardee's. I don't know why I remember that, but I do. I remember going to Hardee's.
Good meal's a good meal.
Yeah, it is.
You kind of remember where you were.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
A hacker asking if OJ's house got bulldozed.
I think it did.
The property was purchased and the house was knocked down, yes.
Yeah, Rockingham. Yep. Yeah.
Here's disappointed in the 479 saying, I remember the Great Depression.
you do?
No, I
no,
do
No, you're not.
Not
that old.
Hey,
good Lord.
Newsflash, smart guy. We're in the middle of the second one. They just don't want to call it a depression.
Biting political commentary from Zach Arnes,
smart
everybody.
Guy.
You're just depressed because you invested in the wrong crypto.
I did.
And the things were like two cents.
If I told you why I did,
we'd believe it.
No, you'd just shake your head and go, figures.
We believe it.
I was coaxed into that idea one night.
There was a woman involved.
Yeah.
That's right. Hey, I'm on Venmo now, everybody. So if you
really?
Wanna, if you want to send a little honorarium my way, hey, go on.
You owe me $20. Why?
I owe you $20.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a request for money.
I don't know. I just thought it's something I needed to do finally.
Oh, here's Abner wants to know where I was when the Falklands were invaded. Well, Abner, that was 1982. I was 9. Living in Long Valley, New Jersey. Thank you.
Where were you when Archduke Ferdinand was shot?
Now we've got First World War jokes.
That's right.
Oh, good.
Oh, man.
I don't like that my daughter...
Were you at the Gettysburg Address?
That's funny.
Okay, good.
I've been to Gettysburg. I don't like that my daughter refers to the 90s as the late 1900s.
She's not wrong, though.
No, she's not wrong, but I don't like that she refers to it that way.
Well, that's
it was
fun.
Like 15 minutes ago.
They feel a little further away than that for me. 2009 feels like 15 minutes ago. 2020 feels like an hour ago.
We got pilgrim jokes. Did I have color TV? Now, my father refused to get cable TV until 1986.
I believe that.
We did not have a color TV in my house until 1984.
Okay. Wow.
We had an old black and white Philco Ford. Yeah, Google it. DQ, Google I think that thing was a 71.
Did it have the rabbit ears coming out the top?
Yeah, it had the antenna in the back. Then my father, being the cheapo that he was, went and bought an extra set of rabbit ears. Yeah, he still is. God, he's cheap. Now, see, you wonder where I get it. Tim. It's like a 1971 Philco Ford TV.
Oh, that's like what you think of when you think old TV.
Yeah, that sucker was heavy too, man.
You could set picture frames on top of it.
Oh, yes, you can, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Philco Ford TV. Let me see this thing here. Oh, yeah. You could put... Yeah. And people would put like a little doily.
That's what I was just thinking of.
And then they put the pictures on top of the doily on the TV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. What was wrong with those? Let me tell you something. That sucker...
You had a TV in your bedroom?
Huh?
Yeah. Wow.
Yep. Now,
you must be rich.
Wow. Yeah, we got four of them. Boy, that sucker was heavy.
Oh, those tubes weighed no less than 100 pounds in those TVs.
When we moved to Wisconsin, I don't think that went with us. I don't think that TV made it.
Oh, the TV conveyed with your old house?
I think it stayed.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. No, I didn't have tickets on the Titanic. No, I wasn't at Ford's Theater. What the hell's wrong with you people? God,
that's funny. Oh man, they're on top of it today, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. It's great. Wow. Yeah. Zach, when was your first TV remote? My father, again, being as cheap as he was, we had like the cheap cable setup that had a cord that went to this thing that you attached to the back of the TV, and you could only stretch so far. And we had this little box; it was about this big, and had like three levels with all the channels on it. That was the first TV remote we ever had.
DQ, I'm putting this in the chat for us because this is the TV my grandpa had, or it's like the TV, which is the whole TV sat in the floor. And it was just a big piece of furniture.
Uh-huh.
And then you put the pictures on top. This thing is, I just found one of these console TVs.
Oh, great.
And it had the fake drawers in the front. You know what I mean?
Well, it had to look like furniture.
That's right.
And I'll tell you what. You ever,
those things are great.
You ever banged into that thing?
Oh, you're gonna lose a...
Concussion was the minimum.
Seek immediate medical help. Right away.
Somebody wants to know how the opening day was at the Coliseum. You guys are great. You guys are awesome.
All right, folks. The horse is dead. Put the stick down, okay? Thank you.
I was there when the horse was birthed at the Coliseum.
That's right. You were
keep
there.
Keep it coming. Keep it coming. You know what? Keep it coming. That's fine. I got broad shoulders.
Was Nero as bad a guy as I said he was? Oh, wow.
I was there. Sacagawea asked me for directions.
That's right.
Over there. I was at the river.
Sacagawea.
That's a Lewis and Clark joke for those of you who don't know. DQ, do you know who Lewis and Clark are? Not the store.
I know who Lewis and Clark are.
Okay. I don't know if
God. Dennis on the McClarty Daniel hotline had the TV phonograph 8-track combo.
Man, you were rich.
Boy, that's a big deal, man.
Yeah, if you walked in and you saw somebody, first of all, if you saw that, shag carpeting was a must-have because it deadens the sound.
Yes, of course.
You had to have that. You probably had that that velvety wallpaper.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Usually a green.
You know, those TVs, you could actually repair them. As opposed to now, when if your TV goes out, it's cheaper to just buy a new one.
It's cheaper to buy a brand new one,
than to repair a TV. But you could have a guy come out and repair those TVs. You know, one of the tubes would get busted or something or another. But now, it's cheaper to just go get another one.
God. Abner says, Zach and Eve in the Garden of Eden, Genesis 2:24. That's not funny. Second attorney says the joke's not as dead as Sheboy.
Really? You know, somebody just brought up the
Yes, this is a friend of the show, David, brought up that his horse won yesterday.
Well, Bailey is texted from Denver that brought up that since our little discussion yesterday, now the drive for five has gone down 11 to 782. I don't know if you know how math works. But see, as the numbers go down, that makes it harder to achieve your goal because now the average is going up. So 78 days, they need a lot of donations here. I think I've figured out how to position this. I think I have the answer because who wants to sit here and just listen to complaints all day? Someone have a solution. I have a solution. You know what they should do?
What?
This is how they need to position this. Position it as if you're investing. Like all these suckers that buy these racehorses that are in these giant syndicates that, you're not going to get anything out of that, but you can say you own it.
No.
Tell people they own a share of Arkansas Athletics and they
get to go to like the Kentucky Derby.
And all of them do. Some of them do, but
you have the opportunity to go to the Kentucky Derby or the Preakness or the Belmont.
Okay, you have an opportunity to go to a Skybox if you own the Razorback.
There's also a threshold at which point, if the horse wins enough, like the horse that won the Kentucky Derby last year, I have a friend of mine that was part of that, he got a little bit back.
Okay.
He made his money back.
Okay.
That's not going to happen with Razorback Athletics.
They need to position this as if you have a stake in something.
Somebody
That's
sent
what
us
you need
something
to do.
Earlier, and this, hear me out on this. What if we did like... at Razorback games, we do what they do at high school games, which is a 50-50
raffle. Yes.
You do a 50-50 raffle.
That's great.
You're probably going to collect $500,000.
There you go. That's a great idea.
DQ, what's $500,000 times, or I guess 250,000 times 7 home dates? Well, what's the number on that?
A 50-50 raffle, they do them at like NFL. They do them everywhere.
I'm just saying.
That's $2 million.
$2 million, bing.
Wait, right one there. Day, one game
no,
day?
No, just, you're making $250 a game.
Okay.
All right. There you go. 50-50 raffle. Pie auction. Let's really high school this up.
Cakewalk.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll
bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, look, hear me out on this. You know, I work a little bit in minor league baseball. What about during timeouts? We're doing the Dizzy Mop race.
There you go.
You know, the dress like a Razorback.
The eyeball race.
Right, yes. All of this stuff.
Yeah. They do a little of that, but they could do more.
No, I'm just saying, look, if money's the issue, hear me out on this. If I can tell you what they're doing, they're going to church every Sunday praying for revenue sharing because that's the only thing that's going to save this.
I think that's happening. I think it's happening.
It needs to happen today. They need to pass
it's coming
that.
In 25, they I believe.
It needs to happen today.
Yeah.
Because that's about the – otherwise, I mean, if it continues down this path, man, you're looking at Conference USA.
I would – I think it's coming in 25,
How do you
I think.
Lose 8? How do you lose 11? Aren't they committed?
I don't know. We ran them off. We talked some sense into him. I didn't mean to. We're trying to make the number go up, and it's going down. This is not good.
JT says he doesn't trust the university to give up 50%.
50% of what? You're not getting 50% ROI.
Raffle.
Oh, on that thing. Oh yeah, no, they'll do that. But I thought the gag on all those raffles was that like you don't actually win the money. You end up giving it back anyway.
No, look.
How that works?
If I'm at a Razorback 50-50 raffle and the number's 250, you ain't getting a dime. That's
Listen,
coming back.
I thought like if you are at a charity like auction or whatever and you win some prize, like your donation is you're just letting them keep the money or whatever. That's
when it's $120, keep.
Okay, all right.
I mean $250?
That's half of $250, so that's what, $175?
No, I'm saying if you collect $500,000 okay. over
Get $250.
You
right,
get $250. I'm not giving anybody $250. It's going in my pocket. You know what?
But my God, the taxes, Zach. The taxes.
That's all cash, brother. I am taking that with me.
You give me a and we ain't honoring the clear bag policy on that either.
You want a duffel
Hell
bag?
Hell no. I want a duffel bag. I want a DB Cooper this thing. Get me out of here.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BLEAVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Breaking news.
Okay.
A rivalry simmering for 15 years, just announced by Netflix on Monday, September the 2nd. The ultimate hot dog eating competition between Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi. They're calling it Unfinished Beef.
Okay. So the whole thing was a scam.
That is correct.
What do they call that in wrestling? A job?
A work.
The whole thing was a work.
Yeah.
The whole thing was a work. He went and took the Netflix money?
He did.
I'm not watching this. On principle, I'm not watching this.
That is Labor Day Monday.
Plus, Kobayashi cannot compete with him. It's not close.
It says right here, a rivalry simmering for 15 years.
No, I see what it says.
Unfinished beef. DQ, no. You are the Joey Chestnut expert.
Man, I hate
that's icky behavior.
I hate it. Oh, I hate it.
Icky behavior.
By the way, DQ has thoughts coming up in like 10, 15 minutes here in Ruskin and Zach.
Yeah, this is all a work.
Yes.
I hate when we're part of a marketing scam. I hate it.
We are very much. We are the product.
I
feel gross.
Is how he came on Twitter this morning trying to play the sympathy card that he found out on social media that he was banned. And he was heartbroken because he always loved Nathan's and blah, blah, blah.
Fraud.
Well,
American fraud. You know what? I'm rooting for Kobayashi now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Going the other way.
Yeah, at
all
least right. He went out with honor. He retired, and then, you know, that's where it happened.
He's part of the same marketing scam.
Yeah, but I'm rooting for him. Chestnut's a bum.
Okay.
Yeah, this is all a work. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Hmm.
Feels oily. I need a shower now. This is gross.
Ugh. Well,
it's terrible.
It will be. It will air on Netflix. We will all have access to it if you want to on Monday. No start time announced on that, according to the website. But you were all part of it. Congratulations,
Netflix! Really going after it with this live stuff. It's like they figured out what the rest of TV is. Which is the only thing people that watch live is like events.
But they lost the Tyson Paul fight.
Didn't they rebook that for later in the year, though?
Yeah, but they have nothing in the summer.
That's right. No, they don't have anything.
Now you got to have something to look forward to.
Yeah, and I don't know if anybody will sign up for a roast again after all the grief that thing stirred up.
I'm not getting a Netflix subscription to watch a hot dog eating contest.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't get one either.
Watch TV.
No, I agree with you. Yeah. Yeah.
But we all got worked.
Yeah, we did. Ugh. Ugh. I hate that. It was all part of a scam. Ugh. Man.
Well, there goes the first question to Chuck tomorrow.
Yeah. That feels, I mean, it's like when, it's like when Hulk Hogan lied to us and then he joined the NWO and, he beat up the good guy and then he became a bad guy. It was a work.
DQ's upset that he lied on Twitter.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's just this.
We can't believe.
Are you suggesting that people on Twitter don't have integrity?
No, I'm not saying that. Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's.
It's disingenuous.
This is terrible.
He's taken. The money has changed him.
It has.
The money has changed him.
I guarantee you he made a bunch on that deal.
Oh, yeah. Between. Now, is he going to be eating his impossible hot dog? And Kobayashi's going to eat regular old hot dogs? Are they both eating impossible hot dogs? Like, we need more information now. You can't just drop this out there and then just say, oh, you know, figure it out later. No. We need to know more about
Bob
this.
Bob and Branson's right. Netflix, just like us, get a little money in their pocket, go blow it on dumb stuff.
That's Boy, that's true, isn't it?
100% true.
That's right. Why do you have a Papa shot?
I just figured I needed one. I don't know.
You know, it looked fun in the store.
That's right.
Well, that reminds me how close I was this close to buying a skee ball machine once many years ago. I was this close.
Why? You knew or used?
No, at the store. They were selling them at the club. They had them up there. You know how at the front they have all that crazy like game room, mm-hmm. outdoor stuff? You know, they got that raft that you can put 15 people on right now during the summertime. Well, they had a skee ball machine. I was like, ugh.
How much? Just
it was like less than 500, I think.
Ooh. All right.
It wasn't like $3,000 or anything like that.
DQ, can you find out if they're going to be, we can't call it unfinished beef if they're going to serve fake hot dogs.
So unfinished slime.
Well, they can't both be eating different hot dogs.
That would
That's
be unfair.
Not fair.
That's not ethical. But well, none of this is ethical.
I mean, none of it is ethical, but that.
Listen, this isn't
it's just not fair.
This isn't sanctioned by the professional eating, so I mean there MLB are no rules.
There are no rules, that's true.
Major League Eating's not in on this, right. Exactly. There are no rules. They can do whatever they want. They can put peanut butter on the thing for all we care. Who knows? There are no rules.
Era has gotten to big eating.
Remember when sports were like fun? Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
What happened there? What happened?
DQ, do the polls.
Oh, we didn't do
that. Yeah, we didn't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now we got sidetracked with the news of the
Your
big Ruskin scam.
And Zach X polls. Did Joey Chestnut deserve to be banned from the hot dog eating contest?
Yes.
He did.
Revote.
What a sleaze bag.
Call to revote. Woo. It's like when they fired Norman Dale. I have new information.
I think we should vote again.
That's right.
Okay. Do you prefer sour or regular gummies? 53%.
Talking about the candy.
Candy.
Yes.
53% of people said sour.
The other way.
And
as long as it gets the job done.
Don't they taste like dirt, the other ones?
I don't know, Derek. I
no. Oh, come on. You microdose. Come on.
No. There's just, you know,
there's this one CBD gummy that I've had and it tastes really like candy. It's great.
Good. You'll have to text me that. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, send me a link to that.
Well, CBD doesn't get you high. It just makes you tired.
Okay.
All right.
I'm fine with that.
Looking for something else?
Yeah. That's okay.
And do you have marks on your door frame or on a door frame in your house that shows the heights of your family members? 52% of people said no, but 27 and 19% of people said yes, or I did before I moved. And those are your Ruskin and Zach X polls. Go touch grass.
Are you ready to give your family the best 4th of July experience yet? USA Fireworks wants to make that happen. Go to hitthatline.com/USAFireworks and enter for your chance to win a $1,000 fireworks show. It's $1,000 wholesale of fireworks worth more than $2,000 retail. Again, hitthatline.com/USAFireworks. The USA Fireworks banging giveaway, courtesy of USA Fireworks, ESPN Arkansas, and hitthatline.com.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
By the way, Kobayashi's a fraud, too. He retired.
Yeah. Well,
and now he came back for a bag of cash.
We don't call, like, Sugar Ray Leonard a fraud or that he can come back. But, I mean, they offered him a boatload of money. That's the only way this works is if Kobayashi comes out. I mean, if he comes out of retirement, that's the only way this little Netflix venture works.
Is that what all life is about now is a bag of cash?
Yes. Let me ask you.
That's all it's about?
If Netflix offered you whatever your fee is to enter a competitive eating, would you give this up to go eat on a Netflix special in September?
What's it pay?
Whatever your number is. Pick your number.
Half a mil?
Done.
All right. Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, see? All right, so how is Kobayashi any different? We're all in this for the money.
Ugh. Has it always been this way?
No.
Or we were in it all only for the money?
No, Derek, we used to talk about duty and obligation. Today we talk about rights and what's in it for me. It's all DQ's generation's fault.
And And then he's not even eating hot dogs. No. He's eating whatever the hell this stuff that's not any healthier, by the way, although they're marketing it as that. It's not. All this impossible food.
The Beyond
It's got
dogs.
More salt in it.
Yes.
Go get some Top Ramen. I mean, you get the same sodium content. It's horrible for you. But it's not deep fried, so maybe it's a wash in the end. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
deep fried ramen sounds good.
I'm not an expert at any of this.
No.
I'm not an expert at anything. All right. I'm getting hangry now over all this stuff. Now it's bothering me.
Okay. All right.
You want any food? I'll go get some food here. You two hold it down for a little while.
You buying?
I don't know. Maybe.
See, but you wouldn't come back.
Fair. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. DQ is here.
Yeah,
with
for the first time in like 5 weeks, we've remembered to have DQ's thoughts.
No, we did it last week.
Did we?
Yeah.
It was the week before that.
You weren't here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't think. I don't know.
Was it Friday?
I don't remember.
No.
Well, that was the day I was out.
You were in and out for some reason.
Where would I have been?
The bathroom? I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know.
The bathroom. Not wrong, though. last week it was, what did we cover?
The dressing rooms.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. Right. Okay.
All right. And we do not know what this week's conversation is. So, DQ, take it away.
Okay. I wanted to talk about movie theaters.
You had a bad experience.
I do know we do talk about movie theaters quite a bit, but it is like the best place outside your home to go, in my opinion.
Really?
I think so.
I am surprised by this.
I think so. Wow. Okay, I have a couple things. One, I went to the movie theater the other day and watched a horror movie that had been out for a while. So, you know, there weren't going to be a lot of people buying tickets to see the movie.
Just out of curiosity, on an opening night for a horror movie. I mean, how is it packed?
Sometimes.
Okay.
It just depends.
Okay.
So we were sitting in this movie and there was no one there. And then about 30 minutes into the movie, this huge group of teenagers walks in.
Oh.
So I was ready for this to be terrible. You know, I was ready for them to be loud and obnoxious, and they actually weren't. It did bug me that they came and sat in the movie theater.
So you were upset that a bunch of kids showed up.
I was wrong. This is what I'm saying.
All right.
I made a snap judgment. They were kind of on their phones.
Uh-huh.
But they weren't doing it in a disruptive way, only a way that, you know, I noticed.
But your initial impulse was that there are young people
that
here.
That this was about to be a disruptive movie.
9 times out of 10, she's right, though.
Yes.
You know, who says that?
Old people, blah, 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 blah.
My dad.
Go ahead.
You.
Yeah, me.
But so I just wanted to say that because I had like a really bad feeling that it was going to be terrible and I was wrong. But I also think that movie theaters are kind of just doing too much.
Oh, okay.
I think that the two things that movie theaters have done absolutely correctly and they need to keep doing are reclined seats.
Oh my gosh, yes. And assigned seats.
Yes.
Assigned seats is
seating perfect.
Yes.
And then I guess the other one in town doesn't, but the one that I go, the movie theater I go to, they have like the Coke machine that has all the different kinds of Coke in it. I love that machine. It's awesome.
DQ
do any variety of soda you could possibly imagine. Perfect.
Is this your first get off my lawn experience?
No, I've probably had a few.
Okay. Oh, yep. It's been okay. All right.
Okay.
Keep going.
But so I think movie theaters are they're just trying too much. They're so scared that they're going to go obsolete that they just keep doing all of these new things, except no one really uses the new things.
Like
you know, I don't think I've ever seen anybody at the bar.
Yeah. Yeah, me.
Okay. Okay, but those
there
at the bar...
How many bars you've missed, though?
Well, it was more the person I was with.
Like, the people
you at the... You get lubed up.
The people at the bar and the people not going to the bar, it's a huge difference. You know what I mean? So I just... That for the bar, and then when they offer, like, full dinners, I'd... Do you want to eat a dinner while you're watching a movie?
I don't want to eat steak in the dark.
Reclined? In the dark, you're reclined. You're trying to watch a movie, so there's going to be parts where a lot of people can hear you chewing. You know?
What if there's a belch at a wrong time? You know?
Just out of curiosity, how long do you think it will take for your full Karen transformation to happen?
I really don't think I am a Karen. I watch Karen videos all the time, and I've never come close to anything like that.
You know, DQ, the first step, is identifying the problem.
Quietly stewing.
I was quietly stewing. I was never going to, even if they were starting to be obnoxious, I was never going to like yell at them.
Or do that excessively loud thing, you know?
So
if you're going to do that, you have to speak to the person you're with. Boy, those kids are loud.
Yeah.
DQ, here's a text that says, everything DQ hates about the movies is everything I love.
The bar.
Well, who doesn't love a good bar?
Well, the only thing I don't hate the bar at the movie theater. I've never had a drink. I don't want to overpay for a drink and then watch a movie. I don't know. That's just not... I guess how I...
Let me see if I've got this straight. You don't like the kids that walked in. You don't like all the new stuff. And now you think everything's overpriced.
The movie theater... Everyone has talked about the movie theater being overpriced since the creation of the movie theater. They have like a 30% markup on everything.
Is everybody hearing this? Am I the only one that's... Okay, everybody's hearing this.
No. Okay. I love the movie theater. It's perfect to me.
So they're doing too much.
I'm just saying they're doing too much because they're so scared of all of the streaming services and everything and how you can watch a movie at home. But I think I would really rather watch a new movie that I really wanted to see at the movie theater rather than at home.
Abner says the first stage of being a Karen is denial. Texter out of the 479 says, just say the Arkansas band stinks, then you'll see the Karen.
This isn't really where I wanted the segment to go.
Go on. Sorry. Go ahead.
And now they have...
JB says you can tailgate before the movie at the bar. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I guess there's nothing wrong with it. And now they sell like the movie theater popcorn.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
Has anybody purchased the microwave popcorn?
I take mine
popcorn?
With me. Like I get the big
tub?
Bucket and I take it with me.
Yeah, and you refill it at the end. But I'm talking about they have microwave popcorn. They sell it in a box.
Okay.
At the
like
store?
AMC brand popcorn that they sell at AMC. Isn't that weird?
No.
Okay, and now they have...
You love popcorn.
I want the popcorn out of that glass case.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I want.
You can never match the glass case popcorn.
So yeah, it's been in there for a few days. It's perfect. It's seasoned. It's aged to perfection. Like beef.
What's the turning point on popcorn? Because Razorback Athletics would like to know.
Well, you know, about probably... 5 days.
You know, after
didn't we have someone one time tell us that worked in a movie theater how often they change out the popcorn?
Yes, I feel like 2 weeks.
No,
yeah, that's too much.
I think the movie theater is pretty often. I think at the football games, maybe after the first few games, you shouldn't.
You will have
popcorn.
The same popcorn at UAB as you have at Texas.
Whatever. What's the? You'll have it in
the first
basketball game.
That's right.
The same popcorn.
It's cheaper to drive it over to Bud Walton than to make new popcorn in Bud Walton. Yes, that's right.
Remember the day they set it on fire? They had the fire marshal over at the stadium? Sorry, DQ, go ahead.
Well, that's really all I wanted to talk about. I don't think the movie theater needs to change.
So what you're saying is you like the movies. They're just not the way they were when you were back in your day.
So
the movie theater, what the movie theater needs, the reclining seats, the soda that I can get in a humongous cup and get any flavor of Dr. Pepper that I want, and a good buck or a good tub of popcorn.
Yeah.
And that's all I ask of the movies.
And you need to teach these little punks how to properly butter the popcorn. You put half in, you butter, you put the other half in to the big tub, right?
Yeah.
If you put it on the top, everything on the bottom, you're not getting anything.
One of the movie theaters does that, but then they put a straw in the middle of it.
Brilliant.
You fill that with the butter.
That's brilliant.
And then you just pull the straw.
That's brilliant.
And you get an even dispersal.
But man, bottom of the bucket popcorn that has not seen fresh fake butter is not edible at all. It's bad.
I do like when the movie theater sets out the what's it called? Butter salt?
Yeah.
I like when they set it out so I can control my own. Butter salt.
Seriously, how often do they change out that popcorn? Is it two every 2 weeks?
Really?
No, I think it's often. The popcorn goes quickly. The movie theater sees a lot of people.
Yeah.
See, okay. That's the thing. Usually, the movie theater is kind of crowded still. So nobody's not going to the movies anymore. So
this is important research, because I think that the theater companies think that to attract young people, they have to have a bunch of bells and whistles. But you're telling them to stick to the basics.
I think that they don't need to do all of that stuff.
Like it was back in the old days.
That's right. Yeah.
When the games were
on, when the movies were actually on film back then. Yeah, you know. You had to change the
one in black.
A projectionist.
Yeah, right. They had, you know, the projectionist had to change out the can.
Isn't that a job you always wanted?
Oh my gosh.
I wanted to do that. Did you ever think about that?
The guy who hits the button
up there in the little room.
Fun.
I would have loved it.
I think I would enjoy a job at the movie theater. A
lot of responsibility.
Well, not anymore, but back then when you had to actually change the reels out.
Digital. It's all on my computer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You click play and the whole thing starts. But back in the day, and like those little dots would come up on the screen to tell you when to start the next thing. Oh yeah, it was that was something, man. Yeah. Theater guy says his theater in Harrison always has fresh popcorn.
Okay.
All right.
I think my cousin just did an art piece for them, actually.
Nice.
Really? Yeah.
Okay.
The lyric?
No, is this
the cousin that drove to graduation?
It's his sister.
Did
her
she drive?
Grace.
Did she drive to work with the combine?
They do in Bergman. They do have like a drive your tractor to school day. So I'm sure she did.
Hold on.
This is a full timeout, folks. It's a full timeout.
Yeah, Zach's gonna need the full timeout. They have a drive your tractor to school day.
We should do a remote there.
DQ, you've got to get us in on this. You have got to find out.
I don't know if they still do it, but whenever my cousin was in high school, they definitely had drive your tractor.
Yeah, he
to
drove
school.
A combine.
That was for graduation, but this was like an official thing that everyone did.
Wow, I love that. That makes me happy.
Look, we're heard corner to corner. If your school had or has a drive a tractor to school day, I would like to know.
Why would you keep that a secret?
Yeah,
that's something to brag about.
That's like the people that do the lawnmower races.
Do you remember the lawnmower boys in Huntsville?
Yes.
They got kicked out of school and they weren't able to walk.
If you're one of the lawnmower boys, 866-285-4005.
I would love to talk to one of the lawnmower boys.
How old do you think they are now?
I was obsessed with that new story.
How old do you think they are now?
That was probably 10 years ago. And they
were in
their
like mid to late 20s.
Maybe early 30s, yeah.
Wow.
I want to talk to the lawnmower boys. How many of them are there?
I want to cover
five or three.
I want to cover a legit lawnmower race.
Oh, we can do that.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to see those. Those things are, they're not going to cut the grass, but they are going to.
No, they go fast.
They're going to
go fast.
They're going to go.
Okay, couple of. Okay, Aaron.
Oh, it's a group of eight.
Aaron has just tweeted at us. Aaron has just tweeted at us. The tractor day at Bergman is legit.
Good.
Oh, so they still do it.
Good. That makes me happy.
Aaron, I'm going to need a date on that because I think we need to go over to Bergman and broadcast from the parking lot.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Fantastic.
I like this.
This is the, yeah.
Oh. I wish these things weren't such a big, heavily guarded secret. Like, we should be proud of this stuff.
It's great. DQ, did you know that your Mimi was a chocolate bar sales girl at Corpus Christi's theater?
Oh. Snack at the snack counter.
The family secret's starting to come out now.
Wow, look at that.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Nah, the hell with it.
What is reliable anymore? I don't even know.
It's true.
All right, what do we got?
Hard to tell.
We're not reliable.
No. Well, no, you're right. Go ahead.
A study by Harvard University.
Harvard.
Are you a knack? Harvard. someone has written
like
a paper.
Johnny Depp in 21 Jump Street.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Narc.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Somebody has written a paper at Harvard that suggests that aliens could be here living, or they could be living inside the moon, which is not supposed to be there, by the way.
Okay, Mike has told us all of this.
Yeah.
He's told us that the moon is a space base put there by the aliens, and that the aliens have lived here forever.
Right.
They're already here.
Yeah.
Okay, what do they want?
There are, there's a theory that there are aliens here disguising themselves as humans to fit in. Yeah, Beldar did that in a Conan.
Right. Nobody picked up on that.
He drove a cab.
I saw Men in Black. I know how this works.
He drove a cab for Sinbad.
Does everybody get one of those free atomizers? Where they go, the flashy thing.
That's right. Beldar's wife. She vacuumed and all the and put the hose in her mouth. You're dusting the all the dust particles and everything. Remember that?
Yes. Do you think they're more?
That's not a bad movie, by the way. Do you think
they're more War of the Worlds or E.T.?
I don't know. Well, do you think they look like some big lizard? No.
I'm just asking. Are they friendly or not?
I don't know. We need to find one.
And can they get NIL money?
This may explain. They say like some people are like aliens that they're whatever, in sports. Well, maybe they actually
That's why
are.
Dogs bark randomly at people.
Maybe they know. They can smell it.
Oh, they can. Apparently cats can see dead people. So
that's a new, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that? Animals can sense dead people and bark at them. So if they're just like staring off into into the abyss and they're barking at something, staring at a wall, it's probably a dead person.
I wish aliens looked like those weirdos on the first episode of Star Trek that, it looked like. They literally looked like butt heads. Like they had the back of their head had an indention in it. It was bald, and it looked like they looked like butt heads. I mean, that's why can't aliens look like that?
Hacker's got a question.
Yes.
Aren't the aliens underground at the bottom of the ocean? That is that's a rumor. Is that
No. They're underground at the moon. They're below ground at the moon. Here they are just disguised. They're wearing human like meat suits.
Oh,
they're disguised as humans. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So if you see a Donald R. DeChico driving your cab, that's probably an alien. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Here's somebody that says aliens are from the demonic realm. No, they're just from another planet.
Oh, they're demons.
Yeah.
That's different. From down there, from the bad place.
That's a Demogorgon type thing. They open up the little portal and that's not what we're talking about. These are folks that are just driving by. This is their Buc-ee's and they're on their way to somewhere else.
Oh, Buc-ee's is in on it. I mean, they probably got portals there so they can communicate with the base.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Probably.
That's why they're all strategically placed, the way they are. Communication. The paper is called, if you want to read this thing, The Crypto-Terrestrial Hypothesis. A case for scientific openness to a concealed earthly explanation.
English.
For unidentified anomalous phenomena. There you go. Somebody wrote this paper.
Maybe they'll
get a good grade on it. No, I didn't read it. I read the article. So.
You didn't even read the article.
I did. I skimmed the article.
You skimmed the article. You read the headline, the first paragraph. Did you ever, when you were forced to read things in school, like read the first paragraph of whatever you're supposed to read? And then I would always read the first sentence of every paragraph. I'd get the gist of it.
Cliff Notes. All the way. Thank you, Cliff, for your wonderful notes.
Was it actually a guy named Cliff?
Yeah,
is it first or last name?
Hold on.
Just
hold on.
This is for my own information.
Clifton Keith Hillegas.
Okay, so his first
founded one. Cliff's Notes. All
right. Well done, Cliff.
Born in Nebraska in 1918.
Now, did he read all those books?
Well, someone did. I don't think he ran the company by himself. He died at 83. I mean, he hung in there.
What year was he born?
Like 17, something like that.
1817?
No, 1917.
Oh, wow.
16 or
okay, so
like.
He's only recently passed away.
I guess so, yeah. That's right. Last 20 years or so.
Okay.
Peter Jennings' time, something like that.
B.E. never read anything, and it shows. He just looked at the pictures and made up his own stories. Mm. All right.
Okay. Well, that's good. Let's see here. What else is going on out there? Aaron Rodgers. Oh, mm-hmm. boy. Aaron Rodgers. Remember when he was like, I don't want to be a distraction anymore?
Yes.
Then why would you avoid a mandatory mini camp? Isn't that a distracting thing to do? Is to not show up for work?
Robert Saleh said they're on the same page, that they are in lockstep.
Listen, the Jets are losers. They're always going to be losers. They've been losers since 1969. This isn't going to change anything. If he plays all 17 games, great. You might make the playoffs, but you're not winning anything there. I mean, it's not happening. It's not happening. Aaron Rodgers is not interested in football anymore. And you know what? Football is funding his lifestyle. I understand all that. You know, he gets to do whatever he wants to do. That's cool and all. But, like, he doesn't care about any of this stuff as much as his teammates do or the fans do. And people need to know that. That needs to be a conversation that's had.
Well, tell me what he's missing by missing an OTA.
I mean,
like, if he's there for the start of training camp, what's the difference between a holdout and what he's doing?
Does Mahomes show up?
Mahomes, I don't know. I'm assuming so.
Kelsey's at theirs. He doesn't need to show up. It's just one of the things you do when you're, if you're really a team guy, you show up for this stuff. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Favre never showed up for mini camps. He never went to a lot of stuff.
Favre was a creep,
but that's
too.
Who he learned from.
Favre's a creep, too.
That's who he learned from.
Ripping off poor people in Mississippi. I mean, come on.
Missing OTAs is not that big a deal. Now, if he decides that, you know, he's going to, we're going to sandbag part of training camp, you're not going to go through that stuff, okay. You know, maybe we're on to something. He's also at a point in his career where OTAs are for the younger guys to get looks, get reps. Aaron Rodgers doesn't need to stand in there and throw the ball to a guy who's not going to make the team.
You got to set an example. You got to set an example. When you're the face of the deal, you have to set an example. And he's a terrible example. And that's why they're not going to have the success that they think they're going to have over there. He's a bad example.
I don't think they were going. Look, they're not going to the Super Bowl. The team's not built for it.
Well, they think they are. They're not.
Every team thinks they're going to the Super Bowl. I'm not as worried about this as, you know, if he missed the first week of training camp with some phantom injury, all right, maybe we're working on something. But
But he's a liar. He's a liar. He said he wasn't going to be a distraction anymore, and then he goes and is an unexcused absence from a team activity. Yeah. That's being a distraction. Maybe he's just not that smart. Maybe that's the whole deal. I don't know.
Well, it depends on what he's doing. If we're rehabbing, if we're working out, we're getting. That's one thing. If you're, you know.
He's on a vacation.
Okay, well, that's not great.
He's on a vacation.
I mean, you kind of knew when this was going to be.
And the thing is like, I don't care. Like, you've made a bunch of money. Like, if you want to go live your life, great. That's fine. But if you're going to commit to football, then you got to be committed to football. That's the deal. Okay? And if there are things required for football, then you got to be all in here. If you want to do all this other stuff, we said the same thing about Kyrie a few years ago. If Kyrie wants to go do all this, social stuff, go do it. Fine. Nobody cares. It's fine. But, you know, you got to have both feet in a circle if you're going to commit to something in athletics. This is the lesson every child has learned.
Okay.
You know, that you're a week into baseball. I hate it. I'm going to quit. No, you're not. You started. You're finishing it.
Cam Hayward skipping OTAs.
Who's Cam Hayward?
Oh, dear.
Oh, the linebacker?
Lineman for the Steelers. He's 35.
Does he want more money or
nope.
what?
No, he's just skipping OTAs.
Okay.
Justin Jefferson just signed the new deal. He's skipping OTAs.
Well, these are, I don't.
T. Higgins.
You know, if you're in a leader.
Tua's out. I'm just saying it's not unprecedented.
But what I don't understand, they're not asking you to commit a month of your summer to this. It's like 3 days. Like, you can't spare 3 days for something? I don't, what could be going on in June? with these guys, unless it's some sort of charity event or something we don't know about. And it's probably not if it's Aaron Rodgers, let's be honest.
Yeah, this I'm not as concerned about. It also depends on who's there. If guys like Breece Hall and the number ones are there, all right, maybe you set the example and go. But if you're talking about like six-team guys who are not going to make your roster, there's no point in Aaron Rodgers throwing to a bunch of stiffs.
It's a principle of the thing, though. Even if he doesn't throw at all, you just got to be like, I heard Evan Cohen tell this story. When LeBron was in Miami, the reason they, everything in his locker, it may still be this way, everything in his locker was precise. It was neat. Everything was like perfect, like in the perfect spot all the time. All the time. It's an example thing. You know, that's.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm from his point of view, OTAs, if your number ones are there and everybody's working, the real core of that team is there going through OTAs, yeah, you should be there. There's a bunch of undrafted guys, you know, a pick here and there that you know, a sixth round pick or whatever. I'm okay. The reps need to go to somebody else. We know what Aaron Rodgers is. Aaron Rodgers is going to be Aaron Rodgers. He's fine.
He's going to blow it in the playoffs. Except that one time.
Except the one time.
Except that one time that he didn't.
Yeah, not concerned. Lamar skipped OTAs last year.
Well, he was in the middle of a contract.
But I'm good. And OTAs is not indicative of performance. Training camp, yes, absolutely. If he doesn't show up for that, then you got a problem.
Well, we've had guys miss training camp that come out there and you know, eventually figure it out. So, I mean, that's
right. But as the quarterback, your leader, you need him there during training camp.
They've also totally wussified training camp where, nobody prepares for the season. Nobody's ready to play football until like October 20th because they don't go through any training camp anymore.
I mean, yeah, three hours out there sweating. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's all that stuff. You know, that never hits. They're so fearful of injuries that I don't know.
Well, what's your best ability? Availability.
He gets on pace. Right? Something like that. I don't know.
Availability.
All right. 866-285-4005 on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Here's the text. Bring back Joe Namath. He's like 80.
Yeah, Joe can't throw. Joe's good.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to say this, and I know we don't have a ton of Jets fans. Joe Namath should not be in the Hall of Fame. Joe Namath is the most overrated. He is one of the two or three most overrated, overhyped players to ever play in the NFL.
I love this game. Who what? Should not be in the Hall of Fame?
Joe Namath should not be in any Hall of Fame.
Jerry Jones shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Why?
What has he done? What happened there?
Well,
all the 90s success was Jimmy Johnson, who should be in the Hall of Fame. Jerry had nothing to do with it.
When Jerry bought the Dallas Cowboys for $187 million, they won three Super Bowls. And what is that franchise worth today?
Okay, so he made a good business investment. He should be in the business.
He's not in as a player. He's in as a contributor.
He should be in the business Hall of Fame, not the Pro Football
Hall of
Fame.
Jack Buck shouldn't be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a broadcaster. Shouldn't be there.
Jack Buck?
Yeah.
I don't know. He did radio for a long time on those national games.
Shouldn't be there.
Is Jack Buck in the Pro Football
I think
Hall
so.
Thing?
I'm almost positive he is. I'll look that one up.
I want to check on that.
Yeah, I'll check that.
Dan Fouts shouldn't be in a Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Why?
What did he do? Nothing. Nothing.
Boy, you need to learn some NFL history.
Nothing.
Dan Fouts was arguably, for about 7 years, the best quarterback in the NFL.
For about 7 minutes, maybe.
For about seven years. The Air Coryell thing, they changed the game. Dan Fouts did.
Put Coryell in.
Coryell is in.
Okay, then I don't have a problem with that.
Coryell and Kellen Winslow. The guy, a guy that should be in, honestly, is John Jefferson. But you know, that dude could flat play. Dan Fouts is a Hall of Fame level quarterback, but he's in the same conversation with Dan Marino. No. But they're the same player. Dan Fouts and Dan Marino, same player. No. But Joe Namath, when you're talking about a guy that doesn't have a couple of guys shouldn't be in the Terrell Owens shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
I agree with that.
Gail Sayers shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Wow. Okay.
And Joe Namath shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Those three guys.
Okay.
Best players. Injuries are part of it. They were the best players at their position for a very, very short window. Sayers and Terrell Owens. And Joe Namath had one game. He's in the Hall of Fame because of one game. One sentence. Yeah. He wasn't even the best player on the field that day.
No.
Emerson Boozer was.
Plus, you know, it was all mob controlled. I mean, the Colts took a dive anyway because of the gamblers.
You'll
everybody
never
knows
convinced
that.
Me that Super Bowl wasn't rigged.
Well, of course it was.
Now, if you want to, I mean, if the argument for Joe Namath is that he was one of the most influential players of the 60s, and he won a national title with Alabama in 1964. So, you know what? I'm going to reverse my... Joe Namath, put him in.
Oh, you're putting him in now?
Yeah, just for the 64 title. Joe Namath, more interceptions than career touchdowns.
They're out here saying Alabama won the 64 national title again. I don't like it.
I've argued with many a person about Joe Namath. He was more Kardashian than he was Bradshaw.
Oh, absolutely.
More
yes,
Kardashian
sir.
Than Bradshaw. He had two good seasons, and they were 67 and 68.
Well, at one point, he was suspended from the league because they thought he was involved with gambling with that Bachelor's 3 bar that he opened up in New York City.
I mean, based on numbers, here's Steve. What about Terrell Davis? No, Terrell Davis should not be in. I just said that. Gale Sayers should not be in. Jeffrey and Fort Smith. I understand that his career was cut short. A lot of players' careers are cut short by injuries. If we're talking about the best of the best of the best of the best, and I still believe the NFL Hall of Fame is one of the ones that cuts through the crap because you got a bunch of people.
Well, basketball's the worst.
Basketball's the worst. Everybody gets
in. If you fogged a mirror, if you ever had a double-double in your life, they'll put
you'll
in
get
there.
In.
I mean,
yeah.
My God, I'm almost in the Basketball Hall of Fame. It's absurd. And then they put people in like 9 different times. It's like, no, you're in. It's okay. If you want to... If you want to honor someone for another skill set in the game, fine. But you don't get another entry into the thing.
No.
Come on.
I understand the Gale Sayers argument, and he was a fantastic running back when he was healthy. Same thing with Terrell
Davis. Isn't Brett Favre the all-time interception leader?
Yes.
He shouldn't be in either.
Yeah. But what do we remember about Brett? What do we... Brett Favre. I'm not a Brett Favre fan.
Copperfit.
You know, they called Brett Favre the gunslinger. He threw a lot of picks, is what he did. But he had a couple of moments where he made throws that nobody else on the planet could make at that time.
The best thing that happened to Brett Favre was John Madden liked him.
Yeah.
And he always hyped him up on those games. That's the best thing that happened.
Joe Theismann should not be in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, Dan. Brett Favre, originally, until injury, he couldn't beat out Don Majkowski to be the starting quarterback
No. You got your timelines backwards. He got traded and was the quarter. He was a quarterback within a year. The thing about Favre is
they had the magic man, and then he got hurt, and he came in and beat Cincinnati.
You're 100% right about Madden liking him. Madden liked him because he was a gambler, and he could make throws that it was him and Elway. That can make those throws. Maybe Marino. He could make throws that other people couldn't. He was also a complete moron when he would throw the ball in triple coverage. He was an inefficient quarterback.
Isn't the last throw of his career an interception?
I don't know.
I think in the NFC title game against the Saints. I think it is. I think it's the last throw of his career.
Favre was so vastly overrated. He's a compiler. When he got he's a compiler, and he was fine. He was fine. I think he's got an MVP. He's got a Super Bowl. So if you want to put him in the Hall of Fame, that's fine. The numbers are there, but you can't sit. You're not having a conversation. Is Brett Favre the best quarterback of his generation?
No. Well, he wasn't. No. Hey, we missed this yesterday. Mm. It was Joe Montana's birthday, by the way. Speaking of best quarterback of his generation.
Best quarterback of all time.
Joe Montana's 68.
Yeah.
How's that make you feel?
I don't particularly care for it, but Joe's my guy. Joe is, there is no argument Joe Montana is a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Don't come at me.
All right. Abner's telling us who should or shouldn't be in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Thank you, Abner.
I think it's time that we, there should be an NBA Hall of Fame and then a, like, college basketball Hall of Fame. Like, this whole basketball Hall of Fame thing is not.
All right. Dr. K's on to something. Troy Aikman shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Ooh, that's an interesting one.
Troy Aikman doesn't have the... what he has is 3 rings. That's the argument, is that he was the quarterback of 3-time Super Bowl champion. Mm-hmm. If you look at his career, I mean, he never led the league in passing. He never led the league in touchdowns. He was a great game manager.
He had one of the best offensive lines of all time, and he had Emmitt Smith.
The fact that he's in gives me hope that my guy Jim Plunkett will eventually get in. Jim Plunkett should be in the Hall of Fame.
Plunkett's not in?
Nope.
How many did he win? Like two?
Two.
Two? Oh, yeah.
Should be in the Hall of Fame.
Goes to the post? Is that a Plunkett?
No, that was Stabler.
Oh, Stabler.
Stabler got in. Stabler, another guy, probably shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Threw more interceptions than touchdowns.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.